Welcome to Content Creation Musings with J.D. Sutter. Random thoughts about podcasting, blogging, and other internet stuff. I'm J.D. Sutter, founder of Porchlight Family Media. You can connect with me at jdsutter.me. If this is your first time joining me on Content Creation Musings, I just wanted to let you know that in addition to sharing thoughts about what's going on in the new media space, this show is also an experiment to see if I can produce an entire podcast produce a podcast entirely from my Android device, my mobile devices. So there's no editing going on. Obviously, you notice no intro music, no outro music. Strictly just trying to see if it's possible and how that project will pan out. So thanks for joining me on this journey. I really appreciate it. Now, today's thought is, what can I do for National Podcast Day? You may have already heard that September 30th has been named as National Podcast Day. Steve Lee from over at natcaststudio.com and a team of other great folks are heading up this initiative. The goal behind this project is just to bring more awareness to this medium of podcasting. But you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with me? What can I do for National Podcast Day? Well, before I go into the answer of that question, I just want to clarify one thing, and that is, just because this initiative was started by podcasters in the United States, it doesn't mean that it is only for folks in the U.S. It was founded by a team in the U.S., and they can't speak for citizens of another country. So if you live elsewhere in the world, whatever nation that is, make September 30th National Podcast Day where you are and make it a success there. Jump on the bandwagon and let's just spread the word in your corner of the globe. Now, here are three things you can do for National Podcast Day. And I've split this up into two lists, one for podcasters and one for listeners. So let's go through the list for podcasters. Number one, talk about National Podcast Day on your show. Just get the word out. On the website, nationalpodcastday.com, there is an audio promo that you can play on your show. But I think in addition to doing that, just mention it on your show and help your listeners be aware of what's going on. Number two, promote it on your website. Again, on the National Podcast Day website, they have all kinds of graphics that you can use, banners and sidebar buttons, all with the National Podcast Day imaging, and you can use those on your website or your social media profiles just to help spread the word. Number three is share pictures of your studio using the hashtag Podcast Day and hashtag Share Your Studio. This is something that I did a few days ago, and it's just cool to see other folks' studios. We're podcasters. We love the gear. And so it's cool to see what other people are using and just get a snapshot of what their studio looks like. Now, for listeners, here are three things you can do. Number one, review your favorite shows on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you find your podcasts, and just help your favorite podcasts get a little more recognition, and it helps them, obviously, on those platforms to get the word out about their shows, and I can guarantee you that they will appreciate it. Number two is send a piece of feedback directly to the shows that you listen to. Obviously, they can get that feedback in iTunes, but they can't respond to you. So send a piece of feedback directly to them however they prefer to get it, whether that's a blog comment or a voicemail feedback or just an email. Whatever the method that they like to receive their feedback or whatever they have available to you as a listener, go ahead and choose one of those and send them a message today and let them know that you are out there, you enjoy their show, and leave some feedback on a recent episode that you really, really enjoyed. Number three, tell a friend about the shows you like. Just go ahead and spread the word. Let people know that there is this thing called podcasting. There are so many folks out there that don't even really know what a podcast is. I had this experience in the grocery store the other day where I just brought it up to the cashier. He mentioned that he likes history. I said, "Do you listen to any history podcasts? There's a lot of them out there." He didn't know what a podcast was. So I got to tell him, "Hey, there's some great podcasts on the subject of history out there, and you can get this content for free." So use these opportunities, spread the word. Now, if you fall into both of these categories as a podcaster and a podcast listener, which most of us, if you are a podcaster, you also listen to shows. So go ahead, take some of these items from these two lists and do them in recognition of National Podcast Day. I recognize that a lot of this stuff is things we should be doing all the time, but this just kind of gives us a little kick in the pants to get out there and promote this medium of podcasting that we all love so much. Now, go to the National Podcast Day website, which is nationalpodcastday.com. There are a lot more other ideas on how to celebrate this day. You can also learn about the history of podcasting and some other things like that. You can also take the podcast pop quiz, which I did the other day, and it was a lot of fun. So nationalpodcastday.com is that website. Now you can send your feedback for this show to show@jdsutter.me. And don't forget, a transcript of this episode can be found at jdsutter.me. I will talk with you next time. Adios.